So this big story happens where they think your coach, or your coach did, I actually don't know, likes this post about you getting traded. My first question is, how soon did you hear from coach?
I haven't heard from him. I haven't talked to him. I don't really know exactly what it's about. You know, social media is a beast, so it's a lot of people out there that saw it and, you know, wondering what's going on and people reaching out. And, yeah, I haven't spoke to him.
Devontae Adams with Kay Adams. You know, it feels like we go down this road plenty of times, plenty of teams. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. My knee-jerk is to say, like, if the Raiders trade him, that's fine. And I'm sure a lot of Raiders fans would hope to get the best they can. It is very common in this spot for football fans to just take up for the coach. You tell me the coach of the team is no longer in contact with the best player? And who's the coach? Yeah. Is the coach Sean Payton? Is the coach Mike Tomlin? Someone accomplished? Someone that has a resume to do that? No, it's Antonio Pierce. Okay. Antonio Pierce, who thinks that his team found the formula to beat the Chiefs because they had a couple of defensive touchdowns.
Yeah.
I don't know. Antonio Pierce, to me, doesn't rate as someone who I would think gets to win these battles without even talking to the wide receiver, without even reaching out to him in any way. Maybe they're on rough enough terms, whatever. We're talking about Devontae Adams as an idea. We're talking about the Bills' offense, really. The Jets, meanwhile, as a candidate for Adams, there's a piece today at ProFootballTalk.com about Garrett Wilson saying the Jets offense is kind of boring. Quote, I don't think we do a lot of different stuff. When I watch football on Sundays and I see a lot of teams who mix it up and stuff like that, I don't feel like we do that. It's about going out and executing it or figuring out if it's going to work. I don't think we're trying a lot of different things. And then he says, personally, my route tree hasn't been what it has been the last 2 years as far as the stuff I've been running. So already with the Jets, we've got their best receiver. Which, by the way, I would say this. If Devontae Adams went to the Jets, is Garrett Wilson their best receiver? Or is Devontae Adams their best receiver?
Can I answer the question as I think Garrett Wilson would be their best receiver, but I think the guy that would be treated as their number one is Devontae Adams?
Because Rodgers has the relationship?
He's throwing the ball. You see how often he's throwing the ball to Lazard?
Yeah.
Lazard has been reinvented just because Rodgers likes him. Basically, like, he's a fine player, I guess. So, yeah, no, if Adams went there, I think that would be it. And who could have saw this coming, by the way? Weekly drama about the New York Jets and everything around their offense. Here's their star receiver. Worst numbers of his career through four games.
Yeah, they don't look much different than Zach Wilson era Garrett Wilson numbers.
No. And that was with Zach Wilson, a quarterback. Yep. Keep in mind.
803-0550. All right, we've got a Twitter poll. You can answer this for us if you'd like. Are you into this idea? This Devontae Adams idea? Right now it's 72% yay and 28% nay. The Bills add Adams this year for a price you find acceptable. You want to do it. Brandon asks, is there any merit in making the trade to keep him off of Kansas City in a down year or away from the Jets? I don't think Devontae Adams would push the Jets past the Bills. I really don't. I mean, I think Rodgers... Yeah. The way he looks and his immobility, I think he's in trouble no matter what, personally. And if you added another good receiver to the Jets, I've got to cover Garrett Wilson and Devontae Adams. There's one thing I think the Bills have the strength to do. It's cover good receivers. I think they can do it with Benford and Rasul Douglas.
Yep. I agree with that. Jason Owens of Yahoo wrote this morning, six prime spots for Adams and then one dark horse. Do you think you could name the six spots listed?
The six spots, yes.
And the dark horse.
Okay, Kansas City.
Not one of the six prime spots.
Kansas City's not?
Nope.
Okay, then he's wrong. They literally don't have any receivers.
He's
wrong.
He doesn't have them listed as one of the six because he has Kansas City listed as the dark horse.
Okay, whatever. Fine.
Which, how does that make any sense, by the way? Odd. They're a dark horse? The one that everyone thinks he's going to, or like they're number two on most people's lists.
I've seen some dark horses. Some of the dark horse candidates are either Washington or Detroit.
Washington is on his list of six. Detroit is not.
Okay. The Jets, the Bills.
The Jets and the Bills.
The Chargers.
Not the Chargers.
Okay, they desperately need help at receiver, even though they don't throw the ball that much.
Yep.
Who else?
Who else could trade for Devontae Adams?
I mean, anybody, really. Who is it?
Pittsburgh?
Okay, they have Pickens and not a lot else.
Yep, Baltimore.
Okay, always needing an X receiver. Always.
Did you say Dallas?
I did not.
Okay, Dallas is the other one. Those are the six. Bills are on the six. Chiefs as a dark horse. Whatever.
Maybe he lists the Chiefs as a dark horse because the Raiders won't do it. Right? The Raiders will not trade him in the division.
Okay.
Even for a year. Like, I'm not, especially if there's a personal rift between Antonio Pierce and Adams, sure, I'll get you out of here. I'm going to do just fine. But I'm not going to send you to a team that's going to beat me twice.
It does seem like that's his sentiment a little bit. That they're a dark horse because there's no way the Raiders are going to trade him there, right?
No. I don't think so.
And I think I would agree with that. So to that question about, like, would you keep him away from the Chiefs, I think I don't have to worry about that. I think the only team I have to worry about, ask the question about, like, hey, is it worth doing this to not let blank get him? I think I guess Baltimore could be on that list.
Could.
I'm more worried about them than I am about the Jets right now. Right?
I guess we have to decide, is it a transition year or is it a go-for-it year?
Right now, it's a go-for-it year.
I guess how much do you have to decide that? How much do you really have to decide that? If Bean has the opportunity, forget about Devontae Adams. Make it any position you want. Make it a safety if you want to make it a safety. Make it what you think is the final piece to get this team a 4% boost in winning the Super Bowl. Because I'm trying to think, like, when you go all in, what's the boost you get? Who makes a trade at the deadline where it's like, wow, look at that, they're going for it? If the Bills made a 11% boost, 7%, I don't even know the number, like, analytically what it would be. Is that something they should do? Trade a future first? Because I would have traded next year's first to get a number one receiver on this team. I would have traded next year's first for Neighbors or Adunze or Marvin Harrison Jr. And that, you know, that ship sailed, and now they got Keon Coleman, who we'll see what he grows into. He looks pretty good so far.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if they weren't willing to go big at the position in the offseason when they had a lot of time to think about it and calculate, had all these options, are they really going to be a team that in October decides, like, actually, you know what? Yeah, Devontae Adams for a half a year.
Yeah.
Does that sound like something that lines up with what they're going to do? They had opportunities to do lots of other things.
See, this is where the Ravens loss does not matter to me to the Adams conversation at all. If the Bills were 2-2 right now, and the Jets looked dominant, and Tua was healthy, and the Dolphins looked good too, and the division looks like, man, this is going to be tough, and the transition year really lived up to the bill. Like, they're going to have a fight on their hands, and they might be underdogs to win the fight. Then I think it's a lot easier to say, I don't trade for Devontae Adams because this is what I was in for. This is resetting. I'm getting my cap back in order. I am going young. I'm developing at certain positions. I am managing my expectations. I'm not trading for Devontae Adams. To me, it becomes a go-for-it year when the rest of your division looks the way it looks. You started 3-0, and you did lose to the Ravens. To me, that almost works in the other direction. If they were 4-0, I might even be more inclined to say, yes, go get Devontae Adams.
To try and win it.
Go try and win it. Look at this. Look at this opportunity that you have in front of you. The Chiefs are 4-0, but they do not look like they are unbeatable.
Well,
let me beat them.
Let me bring up a name here. The Chiefs, in their transition year, traded for Kadarius Toney, right?
Yeah. Isn't that what they trade, a third?
They traded two draft picks for Toney. That's the year where they say goodbye to Tyree. Am I right about this? Because
Toney and
Hill never crossed over.
No.
And Toney's on the first team of theirs that wins the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he was on the Giants, and they traded him in like week 3 or 4 or something.
Right.
Yeah.
So about this time, if you want to make the comparisons to the Chiefs' transition year, about this time that year, they traded for a receiver that they thought would help them. And he did help them. He had
two huge plays in the Super Bowl, a big punt return
in the Super Bowl. Yeah. He helped them. I mean, it wasn't Devontae Adams, but they made a point to say, all right, transition year, but we need help. Let's go get it. And that was part of them winning.
Like, to me, it is thinking about all their yak and all of, and Shakir and Kincaid and all that they have working on offense right now, and like, okay, let's go make it even better. Go, like, look how good it looks. Now, the one thing you might be missing is a dangerous threat on the outside, where in a game like that against Baltimore, where, hey, they're really hemming in on you. They found a way. They're physical enough. They're athletic enough. They are not just going to let you gain yak all day long and dump it off around the line of scrimmage and then run for yardage after that. Like, the Ravens just were not a team that was going to let you do that. And to me, when I have a tough matchup like that where they can really hurt my scheme, they can really hurt my group of weapons as a whole, What would it help to have? Look at the Coleman plays. Coleman is a rookie, so I don't know how much I want to expect from him on this all the time. But what were the plays that started working for the Bills? It was, nobody's open, let me go one-on-one to the guy that can make a special play. And that was Coleman. He couldn't get open,
no.
But he has got a guy on him, but he's going to make a special play. I'm just going to go throw it to the talent right over there. And that's, again, that's Coleman, that's a rookie. I don't know how much you can bet on that game to game to game to game when your scheme isn't working. Versus when you have a guy like a Davante Adams, if I need to go to one guy, if I need one thing to work, this guy's going to, I trust that this person's going to find a way to get open. This person is going to find a way to get the ball. To me, that's the one player I don't think they have on a consistent basis that I think Adams still is.
We'll get you what Matt Harmon of Reception Perception has to say about Adams, his full write-up on Adams last year, which is not this year, but last year. Sal Capaccio at 7, Joe Marino, the Locked On Bills podcast at 7:30, Lindy Ruff at 8. It is hump day, and it's a little wet out there, but a nice fall day on the way. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.